attend at 5 anymore, I'm likely to say I missed it.
If you're walking down the street with somebody and you get way ahead and they say, wait for me, and you say, okay, I'll
catch up.
Or you're ahead, say, and they want you to wait. You say, okay, say to them, okay,
I'll wait
for you. You would say, wait on you. And a child's bad, and he's worn, and he's bad, and he's worn. Finally, this time, he knows he's going to get it. And he says, oh, please, just... He doesn't want to get spanked.
Don't.
Here, spanked. The child, yeah. Give me one more...
Give me one more chance? Well, little kids know when they do things wrong. Here's the idea. According to the way they've been brought up, whether or not they...
If a man is a very pleasant sort of fellow, you might say he certainly is in good
humor.
And a salesman comes to the door and wants to sell you something, and you say to yourself, I sure wish I could get with him. I sure wish I could get... He keeps talking, and you want him to leave, and he won't leave.
Probably rid of him.
Probably what you're thinking about me at the moment.
No, I have been enjoying this.
You might say, today I write the letter, yesterday I wrote the letter, and I have
written.
And after you write the letter, you turn it over, you put it in the envelope, turn the envelope over, and...
seal it, or address the envelope. Now there's a word that's somewhat misused.
Mm-hmm.
They call it address. There isn't a word in the dictionary, it's address.
You ever call it backing the letter?
Or addressing it that way. Mm-hmm. My mother used to say, back this letter for me.
Back it. Well, I never did hear the expression.
You write, if you ask a question, you expect
an answer.
And the child learns something you don't want him to learn. He comes home and tells it, and you say, Who
taught you that? Who told you that? Either one or the other.
And the child who tells everything that goes on, tells it to the teacher, you might say, that child certainly is a...
Tattletale.
And I asked you this a while ago. You've had some flowers in the back. You want to go out and get them, bring them in. So you go, I'm going to go...
Go get them.
Or
go cut them, or bring them.
Cut the flower?
Yeah, do that. Cut them and bring them in.
Cut the what? What are... Cut the what? I want you to pronounce the word. What are we cutting? The pretty things.
Cut the flowers.
Today I give it, yesterday I
gave it.
Today I began, yesterday I
began.
Today I run, yesterday I
ran.
Today I come, yesterday I
came.
Today I see, yesterday I
saw.
City comes out and works on the street. You might say the road is all
torn up.
And today I do it, yesterday I
did it.
Somebody asks me what's on my mind, I say absolutely
nothing.
And they say, well, certainly there must be
something.
And somebody says, you ever hear the song, I'll be loving you
always?
What was it?
Always. I think it's always in the song.
And somebody said, if you've lived here 10 years, you might say you've lived here ever 19... what would that be, 51?
Yeah, ever since. A lot of people say ever since.
Yeah. But the boy pulls the little girl's pigtail. She turns around and says... he says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And she says, oh, yes, you did. You did it
on purpose.